Roll away the dawn and let me see the land of the free. Has anything changed at home? Sweet liberty.
Listening to Jackie Patru and Sweet Liberty. And now, here's your host, Jackie Patru.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us tonight on Sweet Liberty. It is Monday. It is the 4th of April in the year 2004. Glad you joined us. And I hope you had a lovely weekend. Now, the weekends for me, of course, are four-day weekends from Thursday through Sunday. And I want to begin here, of course, with our spiritual message. This is one that Steve Jacobson did for us when he was visiting. It's titled, The First Meditation. I know that I am pure spirit, that I always have been, and that I always will be. There is within me a place of confidence and quietness and security where all things are known and understood. This is the universal mind, creator, of which I am a part and which responds to me as I ask of it. This universal mind knows the answer to all of my problems, and even now the answers are speeding their way to me. I needn't struggle for them. I needn't worry or strive for them. When the time comes, the answers will be there. I give my problems to the great mind of our Father Creator. I let go of them confident that the correct answers will return to me when they're needed. Through the great law of attraction, everything in life that I need for my work and fulfillment will come to me. It is not necessary that I strain about this, only believe. For in the strength of my belief, my faith will make it so. I see the hand of divine intelligence all about me, in the flower, the trees, the brook, the meadow. I know that the intelligence that created all these things is in me and around me, and that I can call upon it for my slightest need. I know that my body is a manifestation of pure spirit, and that spirit is perfect. Therefore, my body is perfect also. I enjoy life, for each day brings a constant demonstration of the power and wonder of the universe and myself. I am confident. I am serene. I am sure. No matter what obstacle or undesirable circumstance crosses my path, I refuse to accept it, for it is nothing but illusion. There can be no obstacle or undesirable circumstance to the mind of Creator, which is in me and around me and serves me now. I've been reading a book. Actually, I've had this book going for probably a year. I read a little bit of it, put it down, and it stays there with my other reading material. And I picked it up recently. I find myself, as I get back into it, rereading certain parts of this book. This book is titled Family of Life, Light, Family of Light by Barbara Marciniak. And I am not saying that everything that is in this book is truth. It's amazing. Because we find the truth. We find the truth in so many places. And I want to share this with you tonight. It's the section, it is the chapter titled Family of Dark. The book refers to Family of Light and Family of Dark. And I'm not reading this to you and expecting or suggesting that you just listen and take it in and accept it all. But there's stuff here that I wanted to share with you because there is truth in this. And that would be according to our discernment, wouldn't it, folks? This is, once again, the chapter titled Family of Dark. It's referring to the darkness in this world. As pioneers in consciousness, you... Oh, by the way, this book is allegedly a... I don't know if you would call it channeled or whatever, by entities from the Pleiades. And I don't know that that is so either. I don't discount anything, because the more we discover, the more we realize that truth is stranger than fiction. But I don't take it in as though it's truth either. But once again, as you're reading the book, as many books that I have read, there is truth. There is truth in them. So this is allegedly who's relating this. As pioneers in consciousness, you're on a journey that can change course quite rapidly. One moment, you can feel in balance, as if you're on top of the galactic center, and the next moment you can find yourself in one of the deepest and darkest black holes of existence. When you move into the realms of expanded consciousness, many tests are required of you, and this journey will take you into some dark, foreboding places as well. Many of you may want to stop before you enter the dark caverns, as if entering would guarantee self-destruction. We ask you to recognize that darkness is greatest before the dawn, and that the darkness holds many keys. We address you as family of light, those who have forgotten their ancestral knowledge and are striving to remember. Your polar opposite, family of dark, remembers the invisible worlds and the teachings that the ancestors passed down orally, or kept in secret texts and tablets, or carved in stone. Family of dark has kept many secrets. In your mind, the dark holds its secrets because you cannot see what is there. Explore the idea of opening your eyes in the dark and becoming comfortable with it, being able to see in the dark, and therefore accepting it. Some of you are so terrified of the darkness outside your door, or will not walk into an unlit room. You imagine all kinds of entities existing in the darkness. Your imagination is rich. And if it were equally as drawn to the light around the corner, you would accelerate your growth at a rapid rate. However, part of your psyche has a macabre fixation on the dark, both wanting it and feeling terrified of it at the same time. We will now point out the path of darkness that has been prevalent in the Book of Earth, a darkness that holds secrets that would stop many from passing through it. A darkness that is itself an initiation, yet there is a power there. We cannot call it a bad power, because power is power, just like money is money and technology is technology. Intention always focuses the use of knowledge, affecting what you create. As you journey further with us, the terrain becomes more mysterious and the shadows deepen. The crevices narrow, and the sounds of unknown energies intensify. Imagine that you're walking by yourself into a dark, forbidden territory. Breathe deeply and tell yourself to relax, and then call to mind some of the heroes of your planet, whether fictitious characters or living persons who have faced challenges alone, met their own fears, and moved through them. Let your heroes and heroines come to mind now, those who were pioneers in their own right, holding their own light as they bushwhacked their way through unique and unknown territory. Whenever you go somewhere new, you're bound to meet an unknown. The presumptions you apply to the unknown territory determine what you will experience. You cannot go into a higher frequency of energy without exploring every territory. Therefore, the dark side of humanity and the dark side of existence now call to you to examine and understand them. The dark side of power has many secrets, hiding your inheritance as beings of biological magnificence, as well as knowledge concerning the power of your mind. The power to regenerate and replicate yourself, and to truly understand the processes of sexuality, birth, living, and death. You must learn to stop fearing the darkness and to understand the wide variety of sexual expressions that create power, a power that rests at the core of your inheritance as human beings. I hope you'll don't close off to this, folks, because when I was first reading this chapter, I had some misgivings. But then as I got further into it, that's what made me decide I wanted to share this with you. As your values change, you must recall the divine mother, the goddess energy. I don't relate to that. I don't really understand that. For it is she who is missing in the bonding of male and female. Her place must be rightfully restored within your stories of courage and living. The eternal representation, it may be modeled as female. Female energy has taken many forms, sometimes appearing very controlled, designed to please those around her, and sometimes taking on a ferocious warrior-like quality, as in legends of the Amazons, the women who rode valiant steeds into war. What is your current understanding of female energy? Historically speaking, the goddess has been banished in the Piscean Age. It was not until almost the first 500 years of this age that an agreement was reached honoring the mother of the Savior, the one you call Christ, a focal point of the Piscean Age. The story of the mother and child is ancient and actually dates back thousands of years through cultures that knew that the mother held the power of blood. She alone could produce blood without wounds, and this was a dark magic. Blood holds the richness of everything you are, the sum total of your vibration. Certain rituals of the Piscean Age even decreed the drinking of blood and the eating of the body. What do these words recall? You may say they are metaphorical, yet we say that everything is coded with a deeper meaning, and that there is truth behind it, truth, and plan behind plan. Truth is always based upon your ability to move from one extraction to from contraction to expansion, from degeneration to regeneration. So to expand your point of view, consider the unthinkable, the completely and totally ridiculous, and understand that to become informed does not mean that you are converted. It reminds me of a conversation that Alan Watt and I had the first time he ever called me back in, I think it was June of 1998. And when Alan began talking, he introduced himself and just began talking. And I found myself listening, as we do, intently when Alan is speaking. And then I stopped him and I said, "Excuse me, why are we having this conversation?" And when he didn't say anything, I said, "Why did you call me?" And Alan said, "Well, because I've been listening to you for a while." And he says, "I told my wife she's almost got it, but there's just a little bit missing." And I asked Alan what that was, and he said, "Oh, it's too terrible. I couldn't tell you. You'd have to discover it for yourself." And I got a little uptight, and I said, "Come on, give me a break. If you've been listening to me, you know that I am seeking the truth, that I want the truth, and I don't care how, quote, terrible the truth is, I want to know the truth." And he said, "Well, I'll give you a hint, just a hint." He said, "It's all about blood. And when we see the blood sacrifices that are occurring today, folks, the wars, the slaughter, the killing, the children that have been stolen, and heaven only knows what happened to them. But that's what I was reminded of when I was reading this particular passage. And then it says, it goes on, it says, although energies can be created through the power of sex, you experience sexuality for many different reasons. For most of you, there seems to be a drive. You say your hormones are alive, and you seek a partner to create a release and exchange of energy. You receive pleasure, get what you want, and move about your business. You often do not associate what happens on a biological, cellular level with the sexual act. The act of sexual intercourse is a regenerative force and can be used to enhance and build a much stronger energy field. However, the expression of sexuality can also produce something entirely different when sex is not based on love, but is used for ritual, abuse, violations. Many other possibilities can occur. This is another thing that Alan had mentioned when we were talking one time. It was not on the air. And this whole chapter, by the way, is not about sexuality. But what he said is that the creatures who are in control in this dimension, on this planet, they believe that there is a tremendous power in the sexual energy, and that is why they promote such sexual perversion and sex for the sake of sex in this world today. You know, I notice, very seldom do people say making love. They say had sex. And what Alan explained is that the belief of these creatures is that when it is used that way, when love is not a part of it, that energy, it strengthens them, not the couples engaged in that practice, but the creatures, the elite. We'll call them the elite. I don't know what they are. And the difference, he pointed out, is that when there is love between a man and a woman, and that is a giving and a receiving of love, that energy cannot be used by the negative force because it is withheld or held between the two people who are giving and receiving love. This isn't the particular part that made me decide we're coming to it, that I wanted to share this chapter with you, but it's something to consider, isn't it, folks? Some ancient cultures, it says, on your planet, especially in the East, were wary of sexual relationships during eclipses and new and full moons. They understood that the energies of the heavens influenced your field of energy, which connects you to the etheric realms. They also understood that the astral realms were a place where beings can become trapped. We dare say that Earth is now permeated with lost and fragmented beings seeking wholeness who have collapsed into your energy fields. Your fear of living attracts these entities, and then you make a home for them. They are often humans whose spirits were fragmented by dying, their fields shattered because they did not know how to die or even realize that they did. You have been steered toward fearful deaths through stories that do not unite you with who you are, so you die poisoned, sick, and toxic. It is difficult to rise up like a fountain and keep yourself intact when you approach the great doorway of death in this state. This is a vast problem on your planet. These astral beings are like parasites that are attracted to you. The astral realms continue to collapse and pour down onto you humans. You then become possessed by these energies, and although you do not recognize their presence, Your lives change. You may feel drained and depleted. Or your habits suddenly become bizarre and you cannot sleep at night. You have headaches and unexplained body aches and illnesses. In actuality, you are battling more than a toxic earth where foods are irradiated or grown outside your country and then returned full of poisons. The minds of people are unsettled and becoming so readable that the airways themselves are no longer peaceful. And as you become more psychically aware, you will feel the restlessness. Fear is always used to divide and conquer people, and divided and conquered you have been throughout time. That is another test of this era. Will you gather the great oncoming energy and weave yourself back together, or will you splinter and create more wars and more separation? There are energies that want you separated on the physical level and on the interdimensional planes. Vast beings living for thousands of years, in your terms, make their living ruling and parenting you, seeking their value from you because you have considered yourselves valueless and purposeless. Those who would rule you are the physical and multidimensional planes. Understand on the physical and multidimensional planes. Understand the power of your genitals to create life, pleasure, pain, and death. They use them as doorways without you even realizing it. And now, listen to this, folks. The minds of your children are slowly being influenced so that their innocence is siphoned off in an invisible fashion. And this, too, you do not even notice. You think about this, and maybe what Alan said, and maybe what is being said in this chapter that I'm reading to you is so. And that is why the huge onslaught of pornography and perverted and loveless sex. And our children are being bombarded by it. I read about this, you know, and I know I've mentioned this before. In Germany, under the Weimar Republic, before Adolf Hitler became chancellor, those who call themselves Jews, and I say that because I don't know if we really know what that term means, and because of the conversations that we've had with Alan on the air here about these bloodlines, it really does make you wonder just who in the world they are. If you recall, he mentioned what they called the Royal Khazars. And if all of the rulers, the kings and queens in the world here and are related to these Royal Khazars, well, that would be, they are the ones that we think of as Jews. And they have never been, Alan said, they have never been the same race or the same nationality of those that they have ruled. So think about that. But anyway, I'll get back to what I was saying. In Germany, under the Weimar Republic, the same creatures were in control of Germany at that time that seemed to be in control of most of the world today. And they controlled the economy the way they do here in the U.S. today. They controlled education. They controlled the press. They controlled entertainment. They controlled everything, including religions probably, that they control today. And the children at that time, and that was before 1933, remember, folks, That was during a time when I always thought that, well, of course, that's the way we were taught about history, that sexuality was something that wasn't even discussed. And yet we read that during that time, the children, the people in Germany, the culture, the entertainment was as filled with smut then as our country is today. And the children were being bombarded by the pornography. And when Adolf Hitler became chancellor, he closed those theaters where they were having open sexual acts, sometimes theaters in the street, and he burned the pornography. And I understand that was one of the main reasons that he started the youth group, to hopefully be able to guide the children back into moral values. Because we see what's happened to our children today, don't we, folks? And if you don't see it, then it's as this book says, that the minds of your children are slowly being influenced so that their innocence is siphoned off in an invisible fashion, and this too you do not even notice. It does not serve for you to be angry and to blame other people for what is occurring, for these are signs of the times. If the innocence of the children has been lost, then look to yourselves and see what you have done to allow it. The mother and the child story that exists all over the planet is an important one for you to remember. Symbols speak of more than what is evident. In these stories, where is the father? In this day of cloning and new methods of reproducing yourselves, many people will want to regenerate themselves through technologies, through acquiring body parts, and through surgeries, plastic and otherwise. A tremendous misuse of power occurs with human embryos that are procured on your planet. A tremendous misuse of power occurs with human embryos that are procured on your planet. 15 million unborn children, embryos. You think that's why abortion has become so widespread, folks? As well as with people of all ages who disappear. Some leave the planet. Others go underground. A huge market exists in the selling of people on your globe. How will you change this? First, you must learn to value the life that you produce from your sexual couplings, because if you do not value that life, it may not create its own value. Wave showers are repeating. This book is hard to keep open. Wave showers are repattering many realities now. They live quietly, and you may never hear their names, yet they are pioneering new avenues of frequency where the dark conspiracy stories of planetary, solar, and galactic control can be understood. This is no mystery to those of you who have spotted the clues over the years, the synchronicities that have shown you a bigger picture of existence, where everything is much more connected. Yet you have been encouraged to believe that nothing is connected. We're going to take our half-hour break here for 60 seconds, folks. I hope you will get your pen in hand, and I hope you will stay with this. There is more coming that I believe that you will certainly be able to relate to here. We'll be back right after this.
Stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com to find out first, and on satellite to Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70. You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the internet at firstamendmentradio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, P.A. 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, P.A. 16936. Be sure to visit the sweetliberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to firstamendmentradio.com.
There's so much in this book that relates to conversations that we've had with Alan, some of them on air, some of them off air. Let me just continue here. I am reading to you from a book titled Family of Light by Barbara Marciniak. I'm not necessarily recommending the book. And as I said before I began here, I'm not reading this in an attempt to have you accept it as truth. I don't accept it all as truth, and there is truth in here. And that is why I wanted to share it with you. I'm going to repeat the last sentence before we took the break. It says, yet you have been encouraged to believe that nothing is connected. To understand the restructuring of Earth's frequency, you must first learn about the controllers of Earth, because the challenges you will be facing in the next 15 years will involve the darkest of the dark energies, the darkness before the dawn. By the way, earlier on in this book, remember we've talked about the year 2012, and I keep wondering what is significant about 2012. There have been many references to it. From my understanding, the Mayan calendar stops at the year 2012. Doesn't mean it's the end of the earth or the end of the world or whatever. Maybe the end of the world as the world has been. It's hard to say, but this book says that from, I believe, 87 to 2005, if that would be the right date, about a 25-year span, the changes that are taking place. And the book was published just a minute here. Oh, this was published in 1999. A friend sent me the book and asked me to read it to see what I thought about it, what my thinking on it was. And as I said, I picked it up about a year ago and read a little bit, put it down, picked it back up. And I wanted to get in towards the back of this book to see where it was leading. But they mention the period of time from a 25-year period of time up to 2012. And when they mention, they talk about here, to understand the restructuring of Earth's frequency, you must first learn about the controllers of Earth, because the challenges you will be facing in the next 15 years will involve the darkest of the dark energies, the darkness before the dawn. Well, if we aren't experiencing today the darkest of dark energies, it's difficult to even conceive of how much darker it can get, folks. But that's one of the things that I realize is that it's talking about here is opening our eyes to this, understanding it. And maybe it is those people who are so asleep who said about Terri Schiavo, why don't they just let her die? Why don't they just let her die? I wouldn't want to live like that, would you? Well, her husband should have the right. So what that he's been with another woman for 10 years and has two children? He's her legal husband, and he has the legal right to kill her. They don't say kill her. They say it's what she wanted. People accepted it. They believed it. And these are the people whose eyes are not open, aren't they, folks, to the evil that is behind what we're experiencing today. And this is what it says: in the next 15 years, you will challenges will involve the darkest of the dark energies, the darkness before the dawn. Some of you will eventually ask, how could things have become so corrupt? Well, how could they? That is for you to answer. Your challenge is to go from the lowest of frequencies to the highest, and exploring the dark misuse of power will take you there. You are regridding Earth, and changing the frequency so that one by one, lights go on and fields of energy are established. You must learn how to stop feeding those vampires who suck your energies from the astral planes, from the dimensions, and from on and under the earth itself. Your sexuality and how it is used are key elements. Many leaders, listen to this, Alan told us this, many leaders from around the globe, particularly in the fields of politics, religion, and education, especially in those areas that are purportedly dedicated to children, are part of a massive covert organization of pedophiles who use children for sex. This can occur when parents are not in communication with or in touch with the children themselves. It can occur because this inclination is passed from one family member to another for generations. This is one of the darkest secrets of family of dark on your planet. The houses of the rich are riddled with this secret. Sex with family members, sex for ritual abuse, sex for calling in darkness and the dark goddess, where no vibration of love exists, only a vibration of seeking power. When we talk about power and darkness, do not feel that you have to run away from the realization to have light. You must learn about the power of darkness in order to understand the wounds and waywardness in the souls of these beings who are desperately seeking something that was never given to them by their parents or by anyone else. Because of this lack, the practice stays in their bloodline. What is missing? You already know what is missing. It is love. The wayward ones on your planet, whether murderers, rapists, pedophiles, or mass manipulators, are all devoid of love and do not know it. And so your task of healing the planet will go greater as the dark secrets of the world's ruling families and their dark occult practices are discovered. As we look at the Book of Earth, we see that in so many cases, your ancestors made the same mistakes. They wanted the pomp and circumstance of the royalty that paraded before them, especially when their own celebrations and festivals lost their meaning. When the cycles of time and the meaning of light and dark, the modulation of cyclical change, were lost, and they became fixated on an outside world. You gave your power away to leaders who in many ways felt obligated to assume the power that you pressed on them. They did not know how to generate it themselves. their fathers and mothers and grandparents who were introduced to mysteries and practices, which often began benevolently. It may be the same for you as well. However, on the path to power, when darkness crosses your path, you cannot run from it. For many of these, rulers who at one time were benevolent, powerful beings, when darkness crossed their path, they made an alliance. They took on power over others through secrecy and lies. And since one lie creates another and another, honesty became harder and harder to maintain. It's those choices, isn't it, folks? It is always the choices that we make. Always. Misuse of sexuality is not new. Child pornography and child slavery, the slavery of men and women around the globe, and the raping of men and women have always been common. You have hidden the practice in your stories of Earth and do not study the subject in your classrooms. Perhaps you will consider studying the dark, having a course in your schools devoted to the dark misuse of power. As you educate your young, it is important to place the cards of darkness on the table. As you educate your young, it is important to place the cards of darkness on the table. In many areas around the world, the dark forces are acknowledged and offerings are made, tokens left. Even in the practice of exorcising entities attached to humans, an offering of food or a piece of sweets is used to pull the entity into the offering. You relinquish your history, your story of the richness of living, and trade this off for meaningless texts, T-E-X-T-S, that require you to produce meaningless data so you can continue to live meaningless lives. You attend family reunions, picnics, and cocktail parties, assuring each other that you will continue to make your mortgage payments and be good citizens. You drink and eat your society's poisons and turn your children over to a Big Brother mind control world management team where one does not think but simply performs at warp speed or is eliminated. Newspapers, television networks, and the media are all owned and operated by a small handful of individuals. True ownership of these enterprises is difficult to track because there are plans within plans and players behind players, and nothing is exactly as it appears. It is time to wake up and realize that you are being fed information designed to limit and control you, to have your support and become part of the economy of death. As you lose your vitality, you run from one so-called medical person to another, using up your insurance, your inheritance, to guarantee what? The sicker you become and the more you search, the more you keep this economy of death thriving. Do you understand? As we share the dark part of the story with you, such as the covert and perverted sexual practices of your rulers, it is not for us to name names. You will discover for yourself that in every country around the globe, those in the highest positions have been put there because they are qualified by their perversions to hold power over others. This has been a secret for eons, but today everyone is coming out of the closet, so to speak. Mayors are cross-dressing in public, and pretty soon you'll have a president or a pope cavorting as a chorus girl. Everything has gone topsy-turvy, and no one is certain of what is what anymore. Your values are all askew, and rightfully so. It makes a good starting place as you examine the dark misuse of humanity and how you have been tricked, scammed, and schemed against. Perhaps you will throw out all the frivolous adornments and reestablish a value for yourselves based on your power as spiritual, biological beings. Ideally, this is the probability you will choose as the threads of change wind and weave themselves through late 20th and early 21st century Earth. Angry protests will arise from people around the globe, and the energies will intensify to an outrageous state, energies that ask you to change. There will be shocks and scandals, the likes of which you have never seen. Ideally, you will wake up and see what is happening in one country is happening everywhere. In another age, the people were once divided by the, quote, Tower of Babel, when the gods came down and said, these people are unifying, and pretty soon they'll be greater than we are. Let us confound their tongues and divide them. And so the diverse languages were created. Today, few of you are bilingual or trilingual. Mostly you are isolated and compartmentalized in your own little houses, unconnected to your neighbor or to the globe. You live upon your neighbors or to the globe you live upon, yet you claim to be a global community alive through electronics, as if the longevity of the globe alive for billions of years does not register. Remarkable. We ask you to rethink and reevaluate your lives as you are called to regenerate yourselves. You shall change. You will change. You must change, because it is the season of change. When the storms become dark, find your courage and face your fears. Ask for assistance from your great trustee. And earlier in this book, they referred to the Holy Spirit, or our higher selves, as the, quote, great trustee. Ask for assistance from your higher self, the fiduciary who will help you find the dark and survive the encounter. When you run from the dark, you give it more power, allowing it to perpetuate itself. When you ignore practices that harm others, especially those of a sexual nature, then you uphold the act of harm. Each of you is called upon to heal the human spirit, to make a frequency on earth where newborn babes who will bring in the frequency of love are valued and loved in return. You must guarantee that your young will not be violated, turned into mind-controlled zombies, or sex slaves, because genetic laboratories for body parts, or produce their young for questing multidimensionals desperate to rebuild their own depleted genetics. Many indigenous people of your world were in touch with their multidimensional ancestors. They knew them through the dimensions, through time, and through their own blood. They also knew that they would live again and again, which is why in the development of their own cultures, they planned ahead, sometimes for 7 generations. Your ancestors understood this principle, which has been deleted from your sacred texts. However, the world management team does remember. Family of light and family of dark do not have separate books of knowledge. They can each know the same information. In the near future, people will track their lineage in a different way. Today, you track family trees based on parents and grandparents. Yet soon, you will structure yourself into a multi-dimensional lineage. At first, there will be many imposters, as there often are when the gates open to new territory. You may find wild, rabble-rousing multidimensionals who live free, yet rarely with integrity, claiming to be your kin. You must learn to recognize when you're fleeced or had, taken or stung. Do not hold anger over your realization. Simply wise up. Your world leaders have been acting this way for centuries. Today there is a tendency to play with the dark in a way that is more audacious than ever. Why? It seems in the Book of Earth that without Family of Dark outrageously, preposterously trashing every single one of your values and boundaries, you would never awaken. You would remain complacent, like cows chewing cuds, never noticing what was transpiring. So the outrage, the insult, the shock, the distressing misuse of trust will wave their banners high on earth. When it reaches that stage, you can say to yourself, ah, the time is at hand. And once that stage is reached, know there is still much more to come. No humans live long enough or are quite clever enough to come up with these immense plans of control. So when you look behind the scenes, you will learn about an ancient race with their own tale of division, a tale of secrecy and hidden power. Now, this is the part that I would be have a tendency to skip over, and I won't. It says these are the ancient reptiles, your ancestors, your kin. You know, Steve Jacobson did a lot of research in old books, and he had written a piece that he wound up never publishing, and it was absolutely mind-blowing when he quoted not only out of the Old Testament books but out of other ancient books, and they very often referred to serpent-like beings. I don't know if there's any truth to it. I don't know if it's myth. I don't know. But I'm just going to go ahead and read this, and we can discount the whole thing if you prefer to do it. I haven't discounted it. I haven't accepted it. I'm in a place where I don't know. But you know, when you think about it, when they're promoting this so much, you know, that little Geico, what the heck is the name of that thing, that little lizard? It's really sick. I talked about this before. It was nauseous. The Weather Channel used to have the Geico commercials a lot, and this woman was literally like having a love affair, a white, blonde, blue-eyed woman laying in the grass and picking the daisies and making their wishes, and that the song that they were singing was a romantic song, and she had a hold of his hands and was spinning around in circles. And then there they were lying on the grass, and she says to this lizard, she mouthed, "I love you." And I thought of that, and I thought, my God, could there be something to this reptilian thing? I don't know, folks. I don't know. I'll just keep reading here. Reptilian beings have been ruling behind the scenes for eons. This could be one of the hooks in the book, because there's hooks in just about every book we read. Maybe it isn't, I don't know. Reptilian beings have been ruling behind the scenes for eons, placing puppets in front of you as their messengers. These puppets often do not understand that they are possessed and taken over by the massive manipulators. Sometimes when they do discover that they're part of so immense and grotesque a plan, they feel shrunken and shriveled, even though they may be popes, presidents, kings, queens, or others of prestige and power. They recognize they are nothing more than tools taken over because they made a home for these forces through perversions, lies, their attachment to sex, and their lust for material objects. Well, supposedly Quetzalcoatl was a lizard or something. The myth of that. Your world is full of darkness, a different version today as versions go, but no different in its impact than the lessons that the darkness insists you to learn in all assists you no different in its impact than the lessons that the darkness assists you to learn in all ages. It's one thing to read about outrageous scenarios in newspapers and quite another to have them fall into your lap. Wherever the darkness finds you in your life, know that it comes in through difficult situations where your fear may rise like a wave of energy running up your arms, electrifying the stem of your brain, asking you to remember something. When this happens, know in the core of your being that you are part of a plan and that your chapter is now ready to unfold into the deepest part of darkness so that you can create change by changing your frequency. You cannot reach the light without knowing the dark, and the dark comes now in massive amounts asking to be healed. There will be a tremendous exposure of shocking perversions because love from mother to child and father to child is missing. The forms of love we speak of has not been practiced here for hundreds of thousands of years. Genetically, you are dealing with the cleansing of a long, long line of humanity, generation upon generation of wounds. It is a challenging time in which you live, a challenge to examine how degenerate humankind's frequencies have become as a whole. The task ahead is not to not underestimate the job, but to truly look at the darkness and see the work that has been cut out for you to regenerate yourselves and your planet by finding what is really important, what you are going to value. There's not too much more of this, and I might finish it for tomorrow night. Been trying to get a hold of Alan, and actually for about 3 days, every single time I've called, I have gotten a message that all circuits are busy. So if anybody can reach Alan, tell him to give me a buzz, would you guys? We'll be back with you tomorrow night. Thanks for being here tonight, and for being here with an open mind. But I'm sure that some of what you heard from this chapter was ringing the bell for you. It certainly was for me. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you.
You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the internet at firstamendmentradio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Be sure to visit the sweetliberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to firstamendmentradio.com.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and are not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
Be sure to listen to the Church at Cahuilla every Saturday and Sunday.